This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Welcome to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host here in the Austin studios. We're going to be joining Paul Joseph Watson in London in just a few moments. We're also going to have special reports from Alex Jones. It is an amazing news day today. You know, we've been talking about these email scandals from Hillary Clinton. I thought there was a very interesting couple of revelations that have happened the last couple of days. First, we had William Binney, who's a former technical head of the NSA for many, many years, and one of the first NSA whistleblowers, telling the public that the NSA was violating the Constitution by doing dragnet surveillance on the American public. He has spoken about his concern that these leaks may not be coming from the Russians, but from people within the intelligence community. And as I mentioned when we talked about this earlier in the week, they have plenty of motivation. All of these people who take national security seriously understand that they will not be given a pass. As a matter of fact, FBI Director Comey even said that. He said, don't try this at home, essentially, after laying out the multiple felonies that Hillary Clinton had done, talking about how carelessly she had handled national security secrets. So these people understand that their future going to jail is on the line if they were to commit this kind of careless actions with national security. They also take it seriously. I mean, these are real secrets that she was exposing, not the kind of stuff they tried to trump up against some of the NSA whistleblowers. But now we have Judge Napolitano, who has spoken to William Binney and to other sources. And we have a video from him that we're going to play saying that the intelligence community is actually very fearful of Hillary Clinton, not just resentful of the fact that she's betrayed national security, resentful of the fact that she broke the law with multiple felonies and got away with it, but they're very afraid. As a matter of fact, he said he believes, and others in the intelligence community believe, that people lost their lives because of information that was exposed in that. So that is developing. We're also going to be talking about the attacks on Donald Trump. You know, we've had Barack Obama as well as Francois Hollande talk about how Trump is unfit. These guys are poster children for unfit presidents. I mean, it's absolutely amazing that these two guys do this. Of course, they're trying to deflect criticism away from their failed regimes. But there's another tact that we're also going to talk about, and that is something that's been developing ever since we had John Allen, a guy who has a lot in common, actually, with Hillary Clinton. You know, he has had an email scandal in his past. He's had sexual misconduct scandals in his past. He's enabled ISIS. He's got a lot to offer a Clinton administration. He'd be a great fit for them. Well, this guy who spoke at the DNC prior to Hillary Clinton is now floating the idea, along with others in the military, that Donald Trump can't be trusted with nuclear weapons. We're going to tell you why Hillary Clinton can't be trusted with the presidency beyond national security. We're going to look not only at what's going on, and we've talked a lot about Benghazi. Nobody has really talked too much. We covered it on the nightly news last night. Nobody's really talked too much, however, about why they overthrew Gaddafi in Libya. Here's a hint. It has to do with the banks. It has to do with the petrodollar. That's essentially what happened there. And we're seeing a replay of this being wound up down in Venezuela as they're going to kind of a Chairman Mao agricultural revolution. Remember when Chairman Mao drove people out of the cities and said, you know, we're all starving, so you're going to have to work in the fields. That is now happening in Venezuela, but there's a subcurrent there. There's a lot of natural resources that the globalists want to get there, just as they did in Libya, but it's beyond that as well. So we're going to talk about that as well as different aspects of the rigged election. It's being dismissed as a conspiracy theory. At the same time, they're trying to paint Donald Trump in the same way that they did Barry Goldwater. Remember that short commercial that showed a countdown, the Daisy commercial, where they had a child plucking daisies, and then they had the 10, 9, 8 in the background and a nuclear explosion. They only ran that once. But the media echoed that over and over again. As we've seen with these attacks by Khan and others, the media will do it for you. That's what they're trying to do with Donald Trump. Stay with us. Be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from London.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. This Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. I'm David Knight here in our studios in Austin. We're going to be going to Paul Joseph Watson in London. Real quickly, an update of what we're going to be looking at later in the program. We're going to be looking in detail at rigged elections. How are they doing it in America? Of course, Donald Trump says, hey, you're going to have people here voting up to 10 times. And, of course, there's no reason they can't do that if you don't have any kind of voter ID. So we're going to talk about why he would bring that up. It's related, I think, to a recent North Carolina court decision. They said, are you going to need to have a photo ID? I've spoken about this before. I have direct experience in this. We used to live in North Carolina. I have a friend of my brother-in-law who actually had that happen, who went to vote. He was told that he had already voted because all you have to do is give them a name and an address. You don't have to prove your identity in any way, like you do when you cash a check at the grocery store or when you fly or when you do just about any other thing interacting with the government, especially. They always check your ID. So they don't check your ID. They said they even overturned a lower court decision as well as the will of the people in North Carolina in a recent decision by a federal court that had three judges on it, two appointed by Obama, one by Clinton. And they said, no, this is all about racism. We can't have any ID. And so I guess maybe the Democrat National Convention shouldn't have had any picture IDs for all of us. They shouldn't have been checking our identity at each and every level as we went through the various blockades going into that venue. We're also going to talk about Paul Ryan, or as I call him, Paul Ryan-O. He's got a primary coming up this next Tuesday. And folks, listen, if you don't like Paul Ryan's globalism, if you don't like his open borders, his support of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, this is an opportunity to get rid of the guy, because this primary is an open primary, as I understand. In Wisconsin, I believe you can vote. I've looked this up on Ballotpedia. It looks, verify this if you live in Wisconsin. But if you are a Democrat, here's a way to make a really big statement about TPP. His opponent, Paul Nehlen, is very adamant that he does, that he is against TPP. He's pointed out that if Trump wins and we have a chance of shutting down the TPP, and that's the only way that we're going to shut it down. He is the only candidate that is has a chance of winning who is going to shut this down. Even some of the minor candidates, like the Libertarian candidate, love it. Absolutely. They're not trying to hide their admiration for TPP. So if you want to stop this, here's a way to shut down a high-profile advocate of globalism, and at the same time, you're not really worried about the power that a new congressman is going to have. So show up in Wisconsin and vote for this. Now, I want to go to Paul Joseph Watson, because, Paul, we've had Barack Obama as well as Francois Hollande in the last day talking about how unfit for office Donald Trump is. I mean, that's about the most ironic thing I can imagine, to see those two losers talking about how Trump is not fit for office.
I mean, it's absolutely, man. You've got Hollande, his 90% disapproval rate. He's absolutely despised in France. He's wrecked the economy. I mean, I'm here in France now. You know, the neighbors have moved out. They've lost their business. You go to French towns, you've got businesses closing down. He's a socialist. He's wrecked the economy. Again, he's completely capitulated to terrorism. You've got his prime minister saying French citizens will just have to live with terrorism.
Yeah.
Everybody despises him. He's going to be voted out.
Him, and you mentioned that 90%, Paul. That was back on July 5th. That was like 10 days before the massacre with a truck in Nice. And then after that, you had the priest who had his throat slit in the French church. And we were also told, as you just mentioned, that it's the new normal. Just get used to it. And then they had the revelation that he's spending $11,000 a year to get his hair done. I mean, this is like Marie Antoinette, you know, what kind of levels of hypocrisy.
I mean, let's, before we get onto Trump, let's talk about what's happening in France, because you raised it. Today, you know, barely 2 weeks or a week, in fact, about 10 days since the priest was executed by Islamists in France, the day after he's buried, we've got Paris ordering the riot police to go and drag Christians out of a church in the capital of France because they want to turn it into a parking lot.
Yeah.
So they're dragging priests, they're dragging members of the congregation, they're dragging council members out of a church. That's their response to what happened last week.
That's a metaphor, isn't it? That's a metaphor for what's happening all over Europe.
You've got a firebomb bus attack that happened in Paris a week ago. And in fact, we've got the video, if they want to start rolling it at some point. Muslims, again, in one of these ghetto areas, which are no-go for police, for ambulance, for firemen, they stop a bus. And I've seen this in Sweden, in other countries. They drag out these huge, you know, trash recycling bins, park them in the middle of the road. Mm. The bus has to stop. Then they firebomb the bus while chanting Allah Akbar. Wow. This wasn't reported for a week.
Wow.
Imagine if, you know, right-wing Christians or whatever had gone out and firebombed a bus and started chanting fascist slogans or whatever. It would instantly be all over the media. This happened a week ago in France. No media coverage whatsoever. Now, I talked about this, David, on the show last night in the fourth hour. I'm here in France. You know, my mother's an English teacher. We also run a guest house. We speak to people from all over France, many of them in prominent positions in government, in corporations. You're not going to believe what one of them told me. This is somebody who works directly for a mayor in a town in France. Now, he said that this new breed of migrants that are coming in, that are being radicalized by all this ISIS propaganda on the internet, this is a new breed. I mean, they had problems with the old breed of Muslim migrants. You know, they wouldn't integrate, but generally they kept themselves to themselves. Now what's happening, according to this individual who works for the government in France, these Muslim migrants are visiting local council buildings. They're threatening local government officials that if they're not given jobs, they will kill family members of local government officials.
Wow.
And you say, well, that's horrific. Obviously, they must have immediately called the police, right, and reported this as a terroristic threat. No. Muslim migrants who threatened to kill their family members if they're not given jobs were given jobs.
Wow.
In the local council, you know, things like yard work and gardening. So they made terroristic threats to kill their family members if they weren't given jobs and were then rewarded with jobs. That's what someone from who works for the mayor in a town in France told me.
That's
absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
The level of capitulation that we see in France, you know, Val saying French people have to live with terrorism. They're giving terrorists or would-be terrorists, Islamists, jobs in the local government.
And, you know, when you look at Francois Hollande and Merkel, they're not talking at all about doing anything to control immigration. I mean, that's not even in the books. You know, you've got these massive demonstrations that were held against Merkel this last weekend, 5,000 in Berlin alone, thousands in other cities. And they're holding up signs talking about how she is the queen of the tractors, is the I think it's a reference to a lot of the people that have died in these refrigerated trucks coming in, pointing out that this is not compassion. And there have been reports, Paul, about individuals who came in these waves. They were recruited. They put up these posters of Merkel in Syria and in Iraq, talking about how she is this queen of mercy, this compassionate mother. They write that actually on the signs in Arabic underneath her name. They lure these people in, and then they've talked to some of these people. Like going back to last September, they talked to one guy who came in. He was very excited and optimistic about what was going to happen. They talked to him just a couple of months ago, and he was beyond angry because he felt like he'd been betrayed. He was brought here. He was trapped, he felt. He was given about a dollar and a half a day to live on, living in public housing, absolutely no opportunity. So everybody on both sides of this issue are upset, and that's precisely what they want, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, with regards to what you were saying, there's another story about an Iraqi, a self-proclaimed Iraqi. He came into Germany with this promise, as you just mentioned, of, you know, the land of milk and honey, that he would be given 2,000 euros a month, free housing, you know, a job if necessary. He came into Germany expecting that. He was told that. He arrived in Germany, found that that's not actually what he's going to get given. So he said, okay, this is terrible. I'm going to go back to Iraq. Fair enough. But no, he can't go back to Iraq because he hasn't got an Iraqi passport. So they let him into Germany with no passport. They didn't care. Now he wants to go back to Iraq, and he has to wait 6 months before they process the documents to allow him to go back to Iraq. Absolutely amazing. The other thing is with the swimming pools. We've seen in Germany, you know, we had a story a few days ago about these Islamists going to a swimming pool in Germany chanting Allah Akbar, threatening to exterminate the female swimmers. Well, in France, this is what I was told, which is in a way even more shocking. The way they want to deal with these Muslim migrants who are harassing women at swimming pools is, wait for it, to give them jobs as pool attendants. That's what this individual who works for the government was telling me. So they want to help these migrants integrate and make them not harass women at swimming pools by giving them jobs as lifeguards. Here's the kicker. Most of them can't swim. So not only are they harassing women at swimming pools, they're giving them jobs as lifeguards to help integrate them, and they can't swim. Absolutely astounding.
They just can't be that stupid. We have to understand that this is a deliberate clash of culture that's being engineered here. Just as the individuals in Germany, I went through and I looked at some German papers and translated them, and they were saying, Who created these slick, glossy, laser-printed signs of Angela Merkel with these Arabic slogans promising people this land of plenty, telling them, come to Germany, we'll take care of you? Who did that? Who went into Syria? Who went into Iraq? Who enticed them to come in and paid for these expensive, slick posters? This is something that is being engineered. It's a clash of cultures that's being engineered. Stay with us. We're going to be right back with Paul Joseph Watson, and we'll have a special report from Alex Jones coming up real soon at the bottom of the hour.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4, and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession and the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with the Gold Silver Group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 1151 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 1151 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 1151.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the Austin studios. We've been talking to Paul Joseph Watson. I'm going to go back to him in just a moment. Before we do, I want to remind you that we have extended some of the key specials from our Sleeping Giant mega specials that we had last week, part of the 28-hour broadcast that we did beginning a week ago, last Wednesday, and going for 28 hours. We went through, and it's part of the specials that we had there. We had massive specials, but we have extended three specials on some very key items. 40% off of Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off DNA Force. And we have store-wide free shipping. And, of course, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our multivitamin and mineral drink mix that great tasting, great way to get a base of nutrition there. And Brain Force is one of my favorite products that I use. Brain Force is something, as I point out, I would call it brain focus because it helps me to focus if I'm tired or sleepy, if I'm on a trip. But I just use it on a regular basis. It's just good nutrition for your brain. It's if you look at the ingredients that are there, as well as DNA Force. That's one of our premium products. It's very expensive to make this. It's very difficult to manufacture it. And so it is one of our more expensive products, but very key ingredients there. If you look up BioPQQ, look at the 175 clinical studies, and understand what is involved in DNA Force, as expensive as it is, as difficult to produce as it is, a 30% savings off of DNA Force is a huge saving. So again, 40% off Brain Force, 30% off DNA Force, and 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and free shipping throughout the InfoWars store. Going back to Paul, you know, Paul, we've been talking about what's going on in France and Germany with migrants. Of course, you're in France today, not in England. And we've got this story that broke on InfoWars here from UK Express, a huge brawl breaking out between asylum seekers in Germany, just typical of the many things that we see. I mean, this is not anybody being killed, but this is the kind of frustration and violence we see in the centers, and this is the clash of civilization that we've been talking about being engineered by the elite, bringing people here who have no future. They're promised a future with glossy posters in their country. They're brought here in order to get angry, frustrated, and they're not just going to take that out on each other. They're taking it out on other people. As you mentioned, you know, the ritualized killing of the priest, where the migrants are, these Muslim Islamicists are marking their territory. And then today, as you mentioned, the priest and others being drug out of this church that they're going to demolish and turn into a parking lot. I mean, that's just a metaphor for what's going on.
Well, exactly. And the video, which we've got, if they want to roll it, again, it's one of these brawls that takes place in a migrant camp, a migrant center. Again, this is in Germany. This is out of the Express. A huge punch-up between asylum seekers, including women wearing traditional Muslim garb, has been captured on video at registration center in Germany. And watch the video. Chairs are cracked overhead, punches thrown. It's absolute bedlam, but it's nothing new. There have been reports about this, you know, at these German camps for over a year now. You know, reports of fights. In fact, people who have gone to the Calais migrant camp said that this is just a routine facet of what goes on there. You've got people from different countries who, even though they're, you know, both Sunni Muslims, they still hate each other. They get embroiled in this gang, this turf warfare. You've got actual ISIS members in this camp who band together and fight and hate everybody else. So, again, it's no surprise that if this is how they behave towards each other, they're going to behave similarly towards the general public. I mean, there are stories that I've read. I'm just bombarded with this every day, David. To be honest, I'm getting bored of it myself. But because the media don't report on it, we have to every time.
Yeah, the problem is fatigue, isn't it, Paul? You know, we see these stories, and now they're no longer the headline stories on Drudge. They're down in the lower levels because it's becoming so commonplace. People are starting to get accustomed to it. It's no longer big breaking news when there's a terrorist attack. They're happening virtually daily out in Europe.
I mean, the Nice one was the most shocking to me because a week after it, I suddenly realized it's only been 7 days since this massive truck attack that killed, you know, what, 84 people, and everybody's forgotten about it.
Yeah.
That's the danger, and it's what Val said. You know, we're just going to have to get used to it, and it's, well, I don't want to get used to it. I don't want to live, you know, in a country on a continent where I have to fear everything, because let's remember, this is not just happening in the major cities. Some of these attacks were in rural locations, you know, this town where they killed the police. Wasn't a major town. It was a quiet, sleepy town where this happened. So again, you know, there's another story. I was talking about the swimming pools before. We had the Islamists shouting Allah Akbar, threatening to exterminate the women in Germany. We've got another story about that, which we can hit after the break.
Yeah, we'll hit that after the break. And, of course, you're talking about how it's becoming commonplace. Maybe that was why the Democrats could get away with completely ignoring the slaughter of that priest and not even talking about ISIS, mentioning the word in 61 speeches at the beginning of their convention. Stay with us. We'll be right back with a special report from Alex Jones and then more from Paul Joseph Watson in France.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to gridwars.com. That's gridwars.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
On this special Wednesday edition, Paul Watson is going to be co-hosting for the first half of the transmission with David Knight, who'll complete the last 2.5 hours of this 4-hour broadcast. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, and I'll be sending reports in from the road today, and I'll be back live, as I always say, Lord willing, because nothing is certain in this world, tomorrow, the Thursday edition. I want to make some observations right now, not so much about the individual stories, but what the stories together consist of and what they represent. Yesterday, Matt Bracken, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, made a really good point that the media, the controlled globalist systems of disinformation, or the enemy media, That's what I've always called it. That's what he calls it. That's just the organic proper name. It is the enemy. It's not the dinosaur. It's not the Decepticon. It's not the sewer stream media. It's got a lot of names. We've all got names. But what it is not state-run media, but globalist, corporate-run, world government, megastate media. And about 3-4 years ago, we saw the level of propaganda go from insane to completely next level over the top, to where they are mixing disinformation with lies, truth, changing names, withholding words. This is beyond the nightmare vision that Eric Blair, a.k.a. George Orwell, envisioned in his dystopic look forward of what a world run by communists would look like in 1984. But now, what they're basically doing is just turning it all into a reality show. They call Trump someone who's involved in a reality show and who's involved in petty stuff when they are the ones that are actually doing it. Take this con character. It is one big con. It's a giant hoax. It's a giant platter of disinformation. He is Muslim Brotherhood. He does work for the Clinton law firm. It's all completely psyoped and scripted. But the trendy public still likes to have an emotional tabloid-style story where we can all feel sorry for the little guy and imply that Trump's a bully. And they continue all of this by saying, well, you know, Trump did step in it. And even libertarians and conservatives can sit back looking at the man in the arena and say, oh, boy, I wish he'd watch what he does, instead of just repudiating it all and not buying into the controversy and saying, listen, you're a Clinton operative, a Muslim Brotherhood operative, a Clinton law firm operative, and you're up there shilling for the fact that there isn't an Islamic invasion and there isn't a relationship with Hillary Clinton, with Saudi Arabia and the Gulf states, and the fact that she won't say a word about them executing gays and killing women that, you know, try to not wear a hood over their head. And that's all Trump was pointing out, is that this culture is not compatible. Had nothing to do with his son. Nothing to do with gold star families. Trump said nothing about gold star families. But this is all this fractured union, this broken coalition strategy that we talk about that they're involved in so much. We were all just in some group, and, oh, our group got insulted, so now we all get to hate Trump because now he's put us down, and now we're part of the group on the stage that's being given attention. It does nothing to be given attention like Black Lives Matter. It does nothing to be given attention by the gold star. All it does is train you to be patted on the head while your real freedoms are jerked out from under you. And then, of course, we've got the other controversy. Somebody's got a screaming baby, probably a plant, right up in the front, howling like it's the end of the world. And Trump's just real. He says, hey, get that screaming baby out of here. Just like when they say we're not doing the Star Spangled Banner. He says, we're doing it. Or when somebody starts a fight to distract everything, he says, take them out of here. Stop being so easy on them when somebody's punching people. That's why they're scared of Trump. He's real. They've been tapping his phones for years. They've got dossiers on him. They know that he was fighting NAFTA and GATT 25 years ago. They've got the MO on this patriot, okay? And I've talked to all the folks that have known him for decades. When I say all, I mean dozens and dozens. And I was approached by people 3, 4, 5 years ago about, you know about Donald Trump? You know he's a patriot. You know he likes the work you're doing. And I was approached by high-powered folks. I just rolled my eyes because I don't pay attention to TV shows and hotels and golf courses and casinos. I mean, quite frankly, I hadn't, you know, really followed Donald Trump. But then I got to know Trump from people that know him and obviously getting to know Trump. And that's why they're scared of him, folks. And I know I'm stating the obvious here, but if we don't support Donald Trump in the onslaught of weaponized media, next level Soviet style and beyond, we all deserve what we get. We all deserve it. The irony was not lost on a lot of folks when Planned Parenthood, within minutes of Trump saying, get that baby out of here, Get that crying baby out of here. They tweeted and said, look, he's mean to babies now. Oh, and even the left said, oh, my gosh, you're selling baby parts. You're not telling women that, sometimes the babies are even kept alive for a while. All that's okay. Heat hospitals with dead babies. Use baby cells to produce the flavoring testing for Pepsi. All that's okay. Engage in all of this pure evil. But, oh, my gosh, Donald Trump said, hey, guys, get the crying baby out of here. Because it's been going on, distracting the entire press conference in the middle of a war, in the middle of an info war, in the middle of trying to punch through the media, in the middle of taking the entire onslaught of the globalist. Donald Trump's like, hey, get the baby out of here. It'd be like if you're flying a 747 that's about to crash and they got a baby in the cockpit crying. It'd be like, get the baby out of here. It's so refreshing. So this campaign is about a fight between globalism and nationalism, a fight between the petty mindlessness of one man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 die, it's a statistic. It's a fight between the elites and the globalists and against the people. And that's why you have almost all the major Republicans coming out and endorsing Hillary Clinton and piling on. That's why you've got the big Republican donors like the Koch brothers and others. We reported 6 months ago they were given hundreds of millions of dollars against Trump. And the media said it was a conspiracy theory. Because what happens when the left hears that the arch boogeyman they were always told about, the Koch brothers, are against Trump? Then they know they've got to go for Trump. I remember hundreds of newspaper reporters over the years and others would always say, tell me about the Koch brothers, Alex. Are they financing you? And I'd say, sponsors and our listeners buying products are, I don't get any money from any political organization. Zero. And they go, oh, really? Oh, really? And I'd go, I've researched the Koch brothers now. And they used to finance the Clintons. And, in fact, were originally with the Clintons. And it turns out have been trying to buy off and take control of the Republican Party and not turn it into a libertarian right-wing group, a nationalist group, but turn it into what we have now. So, again, this is how they operate. And so, of course, it's in the news that all these big donors, including the Kochs, are hammering Donald Trump. So to all the left, to all the Bernie Sanders people, to all the so-called conservatives, if you don't vote for Trump, shame on you. You deserve everything that happens to you. I'm here to tell you. But I'm proud of Trump, and I'm not going to sit here when they set him up or when he, quote, stumbles. He's in a death battle with a globalist in a frickin' arena getting attacked by 500 gladiators. By himself. That's the analogy. That's the allegory. And I just love everybody who, and it's still a minority of folks, but kind of buy into the hype, buy into the craze, buy into the hoax. This is a rigged system. And the only way to beat a rigged system is admitting it's rigged. The only way to stop it is to admit they've got brass knuckles under their gloves and to make them take the gloves off and show people. And Hillary's been caught in front of God and country and the whole world, screwing everybody over and stealing the stuff from Bernie Sanders, and Trump's right to expose that. In closing, here's an example of the rigged system. They were on the YouTube stage owned by Google. They officially work for YouTube, the Young Turks. That's what they've imploded down to. And when they knew they looked bad spitting and attacking and threatening me in that whole staged melee, I still think Sink doesn't even know it was staged by some of his people. That's how just gullible he is. I think he actually believes all his leftist trap. I mean, he may be even a half-decent guy. But within an hour of us leaving, they had taken down three of our videos. I mean, it didn't say removed by user. It didn't say copyright. It just said no longer available. We made a big deal about it. They reinstated. We called them on what happened. I think it was YouTube, not the Young Turks. And they had to back off. And it's the same thing that Trump's doing. That's just a microcosm. But it shows how they think they can just rig things from the shadows. And whether it's on the low level or the high level, whether it's on the micro level or on the gargantuan scale, as above, so below, as the ancient alchemist said, and that maxim is true. And so Trump is fighting to get oxygen in the room to a dying country that's being strangled, okay? He's a doctor, basically, and he's somebody that can't stand to see the country butchered. And that's why he's risking his life and everything else. And I stand with him in the arena, and I know you do as well, InfoWarriors. But whether it's the Young Turks or whether it's this con guy or whether it's the baby thing, it's all total distractions. Hillary funds hundreds of thousands of Christians getting killed in the Middle East. It's cute and funny, and nobody humanizes the Christians. I would have brought that up more at the RNC. I mean, Trump needs to go back to all the, quote, greatest hits. And by greatest hits, there's a tendency to cover the latest scandal. No, people need to be reminded of everything in a litany. And InfoWars is going to be risking our name, our blood, our treasure as well in this fight. And I want to thank you all for your support. Now back to Paul Joseph Watson, David Knight, and the rest of the news team. There's a special report coming up later dealing with life extension technologies. It's mainstream media reporting on it, and it deals with the letter V. Now back to the live global transmission. I'm Alex Jones.
And I'm David Knight here in the Austin studios. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, who is on the line from France. And, of course, as Alex was talking about the moves by Obama and others to just arbitrarily pronounce Donald Trump as being unfit for office, not only Obama, but also, as we've been talking in the first half hour, Francois Hollande from France saying that he's unfit. And we look at the failure of these two administrations. You know, I find it interesting that where Obama was speaking, the occasion that he was speaking, they had at the White House, they were entertaining a prime minister from Singapore. And what were they talking about? They were talking about the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And nobody really paid much attention to that. Instead, it was like, oh, he said that Trump is unfit. That's just partisan politics. Nobody pays any attention to the substance. And I want to ask Paul, the pulse of people in Britain as well as in France on the TPP. But I just want to read for you what Obama said. It's essentially, he's talking about how the trade deals that he's proposing hurt everyday Americans. He said, it's absolutely true. The evidence shows that some past trade deals, not some, all of these, like NAFTA and the others, have not delivered on all the benefits that were promised, and they had some very localized costs. Well, localized, if you're talking about the United States of America, okay? We have lost billions every year. Our trade deficit shot up with NAFTA, with just Mexico alone. We'd had rough trade parity until we had NAFTA passed. And then all of a sudden, our trade deficit shot up to $15 billion that first year, has never gone below that. That was a record trade deficit that first year. This last year has been about $60 billion. So it just keeps getting larger and larger. He goes, there were communities, this is Obama, there were communities that were hurt because plants moved out. Yep. People lost jobs. Jobs were created because of those trade deals, but jobs were also lost. People who experienced those losses, those communities didn't get as much help as they needed. Look, folks, you can talk all you want to about minimum wage, but that is the effect. Lower wages and unemployment are the effect of losing manufacturing jobs, and those happen because of these trade deals. That's what nobody's talking about. Instead, they're talking about a crying baby that Donald Trump joked about. I mean, this is the kind of distraction we're seeing from the mainstream media. Paul, what is the take of people in Europe on the TTIP? Because we hear typically about the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but there's two trade deals that are going on to create essentially a global economy that's going to be controlled by people that aren't accountable to anyone in any of these countries.
I think there's more awareness of it in America, David. I mean, most of the people who were out on the streets protesting against the Brexit vote were siding with the likes of JP Morgan, with Goldman Sachs, with the kind of people who would back TTIP or TPP. So there's less awareness of it, but it's all about misdirection. It's exactly what you said. Nobody in the media is holding TPP front and center of the narrative. They're not talking about Hillary Clinton's role in transferring weapons to ISIS, the WikiLeaks emails,
yeah.
They're talking about this. Trump backer busted for battering wife. This is one of the top stories right now. A 78-year-old man basically had an argument with his wife over Donald Trump and assaulted her. David, I wrote a story last week about a black Vietnam veteran who was shot in the leg because he expressed his support for Donald Trump at a bar. Again, local news story. Didn't get any nationwide play whatsoever. We see Trump supporters being attacked over and over again, yet what do they choose to put front and center? One example of a 78-year-old guy beating his wife. It's all about misdirection. These Trump scandals, again, oh, Trump tried to kick a baby out of his convention. Absolute BS. He made a joke, which is actually quite funny if you read it, about a crying baby interrupting his speech. Suddenly, that's a huge scandal showing how evil and emotionless Donald Trump is. Meanwhile, Hillary Clinton is literally a sociopath, all the experts say, which we'll get onto later. And then the other scandal, this is out of Mick.com, at Donald Trump rally in Virginia, boy screams, "Take the bitch down," again in reference to Hillary Clinton. That's the major shocking scandal, that somebody said bitch at a Donald Trump rally. Again, it's all about misdirection. They're not talking about the key issues, which we can delve further into after the break, which has to be, not Kazia Khan, Hillary Clinton's role in arming ISIS. You know, there's the big scandal because Trump hurt the feelings of this Muslim family. Meanwhile, Hillary is embroiled in helping to transfer weapons to ISIS, which killed 100,000 Muslims over the past 2 years. Which story is the mainstream media talking about? They're talking about Trump offending somebody.
And, of course, John Allen, who she had speaking for her, was also involved in fighting ISIS. He was a special envoy from Obama to fight ISIS, but he was part of building up ISIS as well. And, Paul, when you're talking about these emails that have been released, I think it's very important because we've been reporting on this. Others have been reporting on it for 5 years. We knew what was going on in Libya, even a year before Benghazi. Remember, the revolution started there. We talked about the origins of it and everything. But it's these documents. When the documents come out, it's a very powerful thing, just like it was a very powerful thing when Snowden released the documents that NSA whistleblowers had been talking about for, I guess it was about 11 years or 12 years. Stay with us. When we come back, we've got another special report from Alex Jones, and we'll be talking more to Paul Joseph Watson from France. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle threat-rated armor up to level 4. And now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Come and take it.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Thank you.
Times. Of course, Paul Watson, the job they've done. I just want to encourage Paul Watson. His family owns a small hotel in a rural area of France to write a report about what these government officials have been telling him and to expose what's happening. Because from my research of what Islamists do in each other's countries, once they invade them, once they get a high enough number through migration or whatever the case may be, is they are allowed, because again, we're called dhimmis. Once they start occupying us, we're like subhumans. They're allowed to tax us at a much higher rate. They're allowed to kill us. They're allowed to do whatever under their system. They start going to people's houses and saying, you're a Catholic priest. You're a Christian. You've got to give me money or I'm going to kill you. The Catholic priest doesn't do it, so he gets stabbed. That just happened this week. It's happening in Sweden. It's happening in France. It's happening in Germany. And so Paul was talking about how the Muslims, this new wave, well, this is what they do once they get to 5-10%. This new wave shows up and says, put me in positions of power in your government and I will pay you off. That's what the higher level rich ones do. At the low level, though, they come up and say, give me jobs, give me pay, or I will kill you. And it's the fact that they're willing to kill themselves or kill others that gives them so much power. And as Paul Watson reported, they submit to it. They give in to it. And this is the culture of appeasement. And this is laissez-faire, and the West has become so decadent that it doesn't have a will to fight. And when you pay off a pirate once, he's going to come back. When you pay off the kidnapper once, he's going to come back. And this is the mark of third world countries. It's the mark of failed nations. It's the mark of cultures that start giving in, and then all credibility drops, all stability drops, and your society goes into a black hole. And this is what's happening. In Europe, in Sweden, in the Netherlands, you name it, we have the reports where if someone is robbed at their home by gunpoint or even stabbed and that they fight back, they're thrown in jail for 2 years, 5 years, and the attackers are thrown in jail for 6 months, and then you have to pay them hundreds of thousands of euros, in some cases tens of thousands. You need to pull these cases up. I see these every few days where they throw the book at you for defending yourself because it's a parasite class on top that identifies with a lower parasite criminal class. The problem is that the parasite class only wants another year or two, in the scheme of things, to rob people. They're willing to move to another country that they haven't infected yet. Like locusts. It's like Californians or the people that have moved to California that have destroyed it in the last 50 years, now coming to Texas and colonizing us and setting up the very same systems of high taxes, regulations, and corruption. This is their formula. This is their formulae. Now, the low-level folks are just useful idiots that don't know. But this is a parasite predator system, and men need to stand up and stop submitting and stop giving in. Now is the time to say no. That concludes this global transmission. Infowars.com is the tip of the spear. The New World Order is doing everything they can to shut this down. Realize that when you spread the links, the videos, the articles, you are engaged in information warfare against the enemy. They have lies. We have the truth. They have deception and dishonor. We have honor. They have the devil. We have Christ. We will win. Now, again, the restreams are coming back up. The stations across the country where the broadcast. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock central. This is an info war. You're in the middle of it. There's a war on for your mind. God bless you all. And, of course, there's one more important point that needs to be added to this. A nation of cowards will be ruled by slave masters. A nation of sheep will be ruled by wolves. It's common sense. If someone ever to my face threatens to kill my family, that's a threat of bodily injury and harm, and I'm going to take immediate action myself. With my bare hands. And that's not some macho statement. That's civilization. I'm loving, I'm caring, I'm compassionate, and I will not be terrorized, and I will not be bullied, and I'll never give in to blackmail. I'll never give in to threats, and that goes to all my enemies out there, and you know who you are. You will burn in hell, filth. The weak scum for too long has had its way, and I don't just mean jihadis. All of you know who you are. You're the cowards. And I'm telling you, the response to your pushing fear is for good men to stand up to you, and we are. We're only affecting the battle space now with information warfare. You will fall, so get ready for it. You may intimidate all the evil, corrupt, filthy.
You know about RVs. You've heard about